means I want all of my grievances removed. 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 Or else the old fearful way of thinking, the old way of thinking that's always brought me pain, that old way of thinking will have a basis to return if I'm not willing to have all dark cornerstones of unforgiveness removed. In other words, I have to be willing to be made happy. I know it's tough, and we can do it. I know it's hard. Come on, talk. I know. There's nothing more depressing than a curriculum that you think you can't demonstrate. Now, as you advance in your training, you will learn one lesson as you advance in your training with increased thoroughness. Here is the one, you can tell it when you are advancing, because the more you advance, the more you will practice this one idea with more and more thoroughness. And here it is. You do not make your own decisions. As you become more and more evolved, you will recognize that you do not make your own decisions. You really ask your teacher, your inner teacher. You ask your inner teacher. You ask love. You ask God. You ask your inner teacher. As you become more advanced, you don't make your own decisions. You always go inside and ask God, your inner teacher, for his answer, her answer, its answer. So you look inside, ask love for the answer, and then you follow it as your guide for action. I'll say it again. The more advanced you become, the more you learn how to go inside and listen to your heart, and then you follow what your heart tells you. As you advance in spiritual awareness, you learn how to look inside your own heart and then ask your heart for the answer, and never make a decision without checking in with your heart. And when you check in with your heart, you do what your heart desires as you become more advanced. And following your heart becomes easier and easier and easier and easier and easier as you learn how to give up your own judgment. The more you're willing to give up your judgments about how things are, you will be more easily able to listen to your heart and follow it. The less judgmental you are, the more you can hear the dictates of your heart. And each and every one of us knows that what we really want is to follow our hearts, not our minds. Now, the giving up of judgment, the obvious prerequisite for hearing God's voice, giving up your ideas of what you think is true, the obvious prerequisite for hearing God's voice, is usually a fairly slow process. So if you're moving really slow, giving up judgment, you are proceeding according to plan. Because we were just told it's usually what? A fairly slow process. Not because it's difficult to give up your personal judgments about everything. Not that it's really hard to give up your personal judgments about everything. It's a fairly slow process because it's apt to be perceived as personally insulting. What do you mean give up my own judgment? What are you talking about? Asking me to give up my judgment? It's not difficult, but it's personally insulting that you ask me to give up my judgment that's produced the situation that's making me miserable right now. The world's training is directed toward achieving a goal in direct opposition to the goal of peace of our curriculum. That the world trains you, the world trains you to achieve a goal that's directly opposite of your happiness.
Yeah.
The world trains for reliance on one's judgment as the criterion for maturity. I mean, you're really mature if you just rely on your own judgment. As a matter of fact, you being able to just rely on your own judgment is a sign of how strong you are. Now, this new curriculum, the curriculum of those who want to be sane, trains for the relinquishment of judgment as the necessary condition of right-mindedness, healing, and salvation. In other words, we are being trained to let go of the judgments that create just the opposite of what we want to achieve. We're being trained how to let go of the way of thinking that produces the opposite of what we say we want. You've been trained to create the opposite of anything you say you want. And you're ready to give that judgment up by looking within your heart to your own inner self, your teacher, Spirit of God. Ask your heart what it is you should do, and then follow it. That's what you're being trained through the course to do. And you have your own special individual path. Sometimes seems like they were my guiltiest moments. Sometimes it looked like I was having the most fun when it looked like I was doing something wrong. Y'all ever had that experience?
Oh, yes.
So I was so glad to find out it wasn't no sin. You just want to act up today for some reason.
I know why. Because we're talking about the most threatening stuff that you can talk about with us. I will project.
Your task will be on page 338. Is not to seek for love. Okay.